Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Aleph. We continue the same theme of the last few Mishnahs, discussing what is the Rechiyah for if one shechts it outside of the Azara. Paras Chatas. The Parah Aduma, Shasarfa Chutz Megita, which was burned outside the location where it's supposed to be burned on Har HaMishcha. We know that they would burn the Parah Aduma, Pesach Ol HaMoed, but up on the mountain, which was to the east of the Har HaBayis, and they would look down and be able to see the Pesach Ol HaMoed through the doors. So if one, and at that location, they would arrange a pile of wood, and they would burn the Parah Aduma on top of it. So if someone burnt the Parah Aduma on Har HaZeisim, on Har HaMishcha, but he did it off of the pile of wood at a location that he could not see Pesach Ohen Mohid. The Mishnah continues, V'chein. And also, Soir HaMishtalech, the Soir, the goat on Yom Kippur, which was sent away, Shekrivoi Bachutz, that perhaps instead of pushing it off of the cliff, he was makrivit outside of the Azara, Pater, in both of these situations, he's Pater. Shenem, like it says in the Pasuk, V'al Pesach Ohen Mohid Lohevio. And when it talks about the chiyah for someone who does avoida outside the Beis HaMikdash, it says that he did not bring it to the Ohel Moed, rather he did it somewhere else, which implies, kol she'enei roi, lo ve'el ohel pesach ohel moed, ein chayavin olav. If it's not fit to be brought to the door of the ohel moed, you're not chayav for shechutei chutz. So both the Parah Aduma and the Soir HaMishtaleach, that their avoida was not done in the ohel moed, so there would be no chiyah for shechutei chutz, for doing it outside the Azara. Mishnah Beis, Hareveya, Vihanirva. An animal who's been involved in the sin of bestiality, Vahamukta, or if it's been designated as Avaydazara, Vahanevad, or if it was worshipped as Avaydazara, Vahesnan, or if someone gave this animal as an exchange to a promiscuous woman for her services, v'hamechir, or if this animal was given at any point in time in exchange for a dog, v'haklayim, or if it was a product of two different species of animals being bred, v'hatrefa, or if it is a animal which has the blemishes, internal or external, which render it the status of trefa, v'yotzei daifen, or if it was born via a C-section. So all of these karbanos cannot be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So these were designated for a karban, by accident perhaps, shekrivan bachutz, and then someone went and brought these as an avoida outside the Azara. The halacha is pater. Why? Shenem, like it says, lefnei mishkan Hashem, which implies that kol she'enoi ro'i lefnei mishkan Hashem, anything that cannot be brought before the mishkan Hashem, ein chayav nelav, there's no chiyah for avoida and shechita bachutz. Balei mumen, an animal that has a blemish. Bein balei mumen kivum, whether it's a permanent blemish, bein balei mumen oivrim, or whether it's a temporary blemish. She'akrivan bachutz, that they were brought outside the Azara. Pater Tanakama says, there's no chiyav, for the same reason as we've been saying in the last two Mishnayos, because you cannot sacrifice them in their current state. Rabbi Shimon Omer, however, Rabbi Shimon says, balei mumen kivuim pater. I agree with you that if it's a permanent blemish, you're pater. But balei mumen oivrim balei sase. However, there will be a negative commandment involved in bringing an animal with a temporary mum. The Bar Tanura explains that since you could bring it later on, therefore it is roi to be brought lifnei mishkan Hashem. Not now, but later on it will be roi. So therefore he says, although I agree that there's no chiyuv kares, however, there will be a lo sase, a negative commandment of lo sa'asun kichol asher anachnu osim po hayom ish kol hayasha be'enov, that people can't do what they want to do when it comes to karbanos. They have to do it the way the Torah prescribes. Tarim, if one brings an animal, a bird, of a tar. Now a tar is brought after the age where the feathers around the neck have not yet begun to turn bright. So shelo higia zmanan, that it wasn't yet the time for them to be able to be brought. Ubnei yoina, and b'neyoina she'avar zamanan, b'neyoina, that the time where they're allowed to be brought has already passed. They're, in other words, already too old to be brought. And she'kivim b'chutz, and he took these and brought them outside, the halacha would be pater, just as the same theme as up until now. Reb Shimon says, b'neyoina she'avar zamanan, b'neyoina, if the time has passed, so that's going to be permanently unfit for the Azara, then we say Pater. However, Tairim Shleigiyaz Manam, but if the issue is that it's just not yet old enough, then Ayrin Belay Sase, there will be a Lo Sase, like he said earlier, of Lo Sason Kechol Asher Anachnu Osim Po Hayom. So this is Reb Shimon being consistent and maintaining his same position as we just said earlier. The next case in the Mishnah is Osov Esbino. If an animal was shechted, and now its child is being brought as a karban, so it may not be shechted the same day that its parent was shechted. So, what if someone, on the same day that the parent was shechted, sacrificed the child outside the Azara? So that child was not able to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Umechusar zman. Or, if the child was unfit, and we're going to see what exactly Mechusar Zman means in the next Mishnah. Pater, you're going to be Pater as well, Reb Shimon Aimer. However, Reb Shimon says, Hareza Belo Sasei. That is going to be a negative commandment, Shahi Reb Shimon Aimer, because Reb Shimon's position always was, Kol Shehu Ro'oi Lovei La'achar Zman, anything which can be brought later on, Hareza Belo Sasei, there would be a Lo Sasei for bringing it today outside the Azar. Ve'ein by Karis, but there won't be Karis. However, the Chachamim maintain, Kol She'ein Bo Kares, if there's no Kares, Ein Bo, but Lo Sase, there also will not be a Lo Sase.